And it's fucking episode 138, and Donnie doesn't want to go to the horse park. Donnie, we didn't tell everyone what was happening.
So, yeah, man.
That doesn't look like my bathroom.
Yeah, I'm about 7 hours from Michigan. I've landed back in Kentucky.
Holy shit.
But in a different part of Kentucky. I'm about 2 hours, you know, maybe 2.5 from my original
Harry. How was the glide in from to Kentucky Crossings, man?
Yeah.
Took the battle bus all the way down there, huh?
Yeah. Took the battle bus all the way down.
Hell yeah. It took seven hours to get there?
7 hours and 30 minutes. Well, it actually took about 8 hours. Because the second bus driver had to go on this big spiel about how it wasn't okay to do crack or cocaine on the bus.
Okay.
Yeah, she said, don't go around the corner when I let you get off and smoke to go puff a blunt. Because your ass is getting left behind. And she said, if you don't know what a blunt is, it's weed.
That's a bus coming out of Detroit.
Yeah,
that's a bus coming out of Detroit. Yeah. Man. Fucking, I got into an Uber one time, and the lady specifically told me it was cool if I smoked, just not heroin or meth. And I was like, oh.
So you could do all the crack you wanted?
Yeah. I mean, she wanted me to sit up front. She goes, oh, you can sit up here with me.
I mean, you're going to slap on that Bobo together.
I might just wait for another Uber. You know, I had another Uber guy. This was really weird. I get out of the car and I go in, and then he calls me. And he goes, oh, hey, buddy, you left your cigarettes in my back seat. I said, no, I didn't. I don't smoke. So cigarettes in your bag. He was just trying to kidnap me or something, that man. That, I certainly did not leave any cigarettes there. And he was another one who wanted me to sit up front. And he did that little hand gesture, like, you can sit right here. And I said, oh, I feel real weird now that you put your hand on the seat like that.
A little
too friendly. You know, you give off like a horror movie vibe. And then go tell me I forgot my cigarettes. You can keep on moving, buddy. You know, as a child, maybe not a child, I was like 14 at the time. I had a man in a van roll up on me one time and tell me he had candy. And I told him no. And I just thought it was a little weird that actually happens.
That's funny. Do you think he was joking or was he serious?
I don't know. He followed me for a minute. And then he did pull the hey, I know your mom line. And I'm like, well, I don't care. You know, at this point, I'm well old enough to know that this guy's kind of a creep.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like it's straight out of a movie.
Yeah, it was.
That guy, like, practiced it or something.
Yeah, it was weird as shit, man. And, you know, I didn't tell anyone about it. But, it was kind of weird.
Yeah, I wonder how
everybody knows.
Yeah, lured into the van.
Man, I just remember thinking you had to be real dumb to get in that van. And now that I have kids, I realize, well, you know, I see how someone could go to someone like Brooklyn and go, hey, I got candy, and yep, up there goes my child.
Right.
You know, but a 14-year-old, I'm like, man, are you even trying? Well, you're trying to get caught at this point.
You're going to have to offer me some weed or money, my guy. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, candy. What the fuck? I have a job. I'm a teenager.
Video games? You got an arcade in the back of your van? Cool, let me check it out, man.
Any cigarettes or tobacco?
Shoot, is there a nudie mag in there? If there's boobs, I'll look too. I don't want candy, though. Weirdo.
As long as they're not your boobs, I'm sold. You know?
Yeah, well, it'd be weird if my boobs were in there.
No, not your boobs. The guy's boobs, the van. You know?
Well, yeah, that's not as enticing to me. Like, yeah, I probably wouldn't get in the van.
No man boobs or candy. We don't, you know.
You know, he might have got me with Pokemon. Like, hey, I got some shinies in here. Well, heck. All right.
There's a Pokemon stop. There's a poke stop in the back of my van, my
God. Man. You know, I didn't think I was dumb as a kid, but I was probably really dumb as a kid. Now that I think about it. I mean, I used to go play Battletoads at this guy's house. That lived across the street from me. And this guy was clearly a drug dealer. I don't understand why he was letting the neighborhood kids come over and play his Nintendo. And I'm not sure why my mom allowed it, but sure enough, there me and Nicholas and the kid down the street and the kid next door all were in his living room playing Battletoads.
No, I thought the same thing as... Sorry.
No, it's okay. Continue.
I thought the same thing as a kid. There was this weird lady that lived across the street. And she had all kinds of PS1 games and a PlayStation 2. And I'd go over there all the time and play that with her. She'd be sitting there in her underwear, and, you know, I didn't think nothing about it as a kid, you know, but that's a little weird, you know?
Yeah. You know,
she didn't try anything or nothing, but it was odd.
The PlayStation was out at the time, and there we are, all playing Battletoads on the NES. And I'll never understand. I'm wondering if maybe she just didn't know we went in. You know, because as a kid, you don't tell your... Especially a kid in the 90s and the... You weren't telling your parents everything.
Right.
And I remember client... We had these fucking factories next to my mom's house. And I remember climbing on top of the roof of one of these factories while it was raining. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me. But them ladders are like real slippery and fucking, it's just a little piece of metal. That scared the shit out of me now. But I remember being on top the roof, and I remember hearing like a PA system, and over the PA system you hear, there's some kids on the roof. There's some kids on the roof. And so we hurried down this fucking ladder while it was raining. And man, thank God no one fell and died or got hurt or anything. But yeah, that was crazy. And another time, I'll never forget, there was this big pallet. Fucking a big stack of pallets. And the fucking kid that I was hanging out with fucking set it on fire. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, just that stack of pallets set another stack of pallets on fire, which set another stack of pallets on fire, which set... It was a big old fucking fire.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was bananas. Man.
I snuck on top of my elementary school when I was a kid, too. We actually... It was summer break, but we lived close enough. We could, like, either walk or ride our bikes or ride skateboards or whatever the fuck we wanted. But we went there one day, and we climbed up, and when we got on top of it, and we were fucking around up there for a couple of minutes, one of my buddies spots a fucking cop coming down the fucking street.
Oh, shit.
It's a cop. And so the cop is, like, literally coming to check on the school. That's when we realized there's probably some kind of fucking alarm or some shit. And we took off running across the top of school, and then where the kindergarten was, there was this lower awning, and then there was the sandbox, and we all fucking jumped into the sandbox and then took off into the forest and ran through the woods all the way.
Man, that's crazy. Getting on top of roofs was cool as shit as a kid.
There was this pine tree. We would climb it literally all the way to the top. We called it Pinecone City. And it was where, like, the whole thing was, like, waving like this, just from your
weight. Oh, shit.
Up the tree. And you're going like this, and you're picking pine cones and shit. Saying, look, I got a pine cone. Am I fucking cool now? And then, like, hoping you don't die on the way down.
Holy man. Shit.
There was another one, a pine, like, right next to it, there was another pine tree. And we would climb from it, and there was a branch you could, like, get out and, like, jump onto the roof of this abandoned house.
And, like, oh, shit.
There. And then the neighbor across the street saw us up there fucking around one day and called our parents and ratted us out.
Man.
Mind your own fucking business, bitch.
Man, I remember they were building a, like, condominium apartment complex place right near my mom's house, and we used to play around in that shit as it was being built. Like, hey, look, here's a frame of a house.
Yeah,
that's dope. We're, you know, kids, so we're fucking around.
Anytime they built something new in the neighborhood, you were the first ones. Oh, the workers are gone, let's go fuck around in there.
Yeah. Oh,
we're always in there.
Absolutely.
Oh, and it got even worse when I was a skateboarder, because it was like, oh, what can we fucking take and make ramps out of this shit? Anything, like, just, like, not fucking tied down where we could be like, oh, plywood, ours. Stick it up in the corner right there on all their shit, start skating and leave all the shit marks all over it. And they'd be like, what the fuck? Somebody ruined our stuff. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Man, that's so fucking dope. I remember being in this apartment that was, they had just put the walls up. And I'm standing in what would eventually become like a living room. And next thing you know, this big ass kid just come bursting through the wall. Like the fucking rhino.
The red man or something?
Yeah, he just fucking shoulder charged this fucking wall and burst right fucking through it. It was one of the most wild things I've ever fucking seen. And I said, why did you just do that? He goes, I was bored and I was wondering if I could.
I mean, I guess that's a good reason.
Shit.
Some dreams do come true, man.
I wish camera phones would have been a thing, though. I could have recorded that. That would have been so fucking funny.
Right?
I was so caught off guard. Like, I did not see that coming at all. Like, holy shit. It just burst through the fucking wall. Like, he's the juggernaut or something. And fucking, you guys fucking been playing Fortnite?
Yeah, I've been playing.
I
hit level 100. Yeah, man, it's prime.
I'm jelly. I'm only like 66, I think. Maybe lower. There. Yeah.
I had, man, a week and a half off of work. So, you know.
Hell yeah. Put it to good use.
Yep.
Wow. As soon as you could sit down and write the plan.
Man, actually, tonight we were going over some scripts and stuff like that for comic book ideas.
Hell yeah.
The publisher, he owns 901 Comics, and he started Bad Dog Comics, which publishes Stone Ninja. And he's the one that said, yeah, man, you've got to help me make comic books because your Stone Ninja idea is a huge idea. And so I sat and talked with him today, and outside of Stone Ninja, we need some other titles. So we're trying to bring in artists and, you know, writers that have fun ideas and try and pair them up. There's one where it's like this intergalactic wrestling kind of tournament.
Hell yeah.
And the concept is awesome, but we're talking about like a very novice writer.
Okay.
He needs to like build the format out of a real comic book script, edit some stuff. You know, some of the stuff he tries to be vague, and I'm like, bro, these notes are specifically for the artist. You're not being vague to the artist. You tell them what to draw. You know, if they're drawing something that's like a shadowy character that you can barely see this or you can barely see, you give them the details. You don't, you know, fucking mince words. Now he's kind of mixing up his narrative and his panel, like, descriptive notes. You know?
Okay, yeah.
It's just something that I want to, like, pull this kid to the side and say, okay, I think you got a fun concept here, but we need to, like, work this out panel by panel. What are we seeing? Because the way he's got it written is not exactly ideal. But we were also going over one of my scripts, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with like the Kickstarter stuff and the comic books that do really well on Kickstarter these days, but most of them have like women with very large breasts all over the covers.
Makes sense.
And I call them titty meat comics, okay? Because, you know, the majority of the story is there's boobs on the cover and there's boobs on the inside of some of the pages. And while the artwork is phenomenal most of the time, at least on the cover, because they get like so many different people to do cover artwork, like some of it is far superior to what's on the inside. And then sometimes the stories aren't as great as they, you know, like a standard comic book, you know, like I would think ideally, no matter what the genre is, you want something to be as well written as possible. You want the potential audience, you know, the people that are reading the story, the people that are investing their money in this story, you want them to, when they get it, go, oh, this was like really fucking cool. This is more than I gave it credit being. When I just gave him $25. Fuck, I wish I would have given him $100 for the super package. And now I know on the next Kickstarter, I'm going all in, you know? And I think just from like researching the market for Kickstarter in general, I, you know, kind of went through the ones that are doing the best, the ones that show up in social medias that I follow, and see what's going on. Oh, I like the concept here on this character. That sounds like fun. But the running theme is a majority of the comics that do really well, like tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's all titty meat comics.
Man.
So I've got this idea that's like really fucking out there. It's basically like space Viking women crossed with the Borg.
Okay.
All right. So they basically assimilate cultures by like just pillaging and destroying and fucking their way through every planet they find.
Okay. Man.
And I went over the script with him, and he thought it was fucking hilarious. And that I was, like just pushing the fucking boundary, like, so many times, like, it's like I'm parodying the genre that I'm actually also trying to market to.
Hell yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, like I'm mocking them or whatever, but, like, it's so over the top with the over-sexualization of it and the, like, overt, like, titty meat in your face concept. I try and elevate both that genre and then also the storytelling within the comic itself and really make it fun. And I mean, he like busted out loud laughing at least 3 fucking times.
That's dope.
While enjoying the whole thing. And so there's a possibility, if we can find the right artist, that we could maybe, just maybe, get that out there. The idea being, we use the money that we get off of this, you know, obviously keep that ball rolling, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If people want it and people say, oh, dude, this is awesome, and we pull in like $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 or something like that, I'm gonna do another one.
Hell yeah.
For $100,000. And then I'm gonna do another one and I'm gonna shoot for $200,000. Like, every fucking time. And, use the proceeds from that to go ahead and fund, like, the printing cost, all the stuff that we're really wanting to do, as far as our, like, direct to the retail market, instead of doing a crowdfunding thing. That's kind of like the, like, okay, the Kickstarter makes, say, $20,000, right?
Right.
And all of the stuff that we have to get to make everything happen and ship everything, pay the artists to do the stuff, and the, you know, shipping cost, then all the shit adds up to $1,000, and that leaves like $8,000 on the board. And we go, okay, that goes to Bad Dog Comics. Bad Dog Comics can then use that $8,000 to print out, you know, 20,000 copies of Stone Ninja that are going to go to the 4,000 different comic book stores in North America, you know?
Hell yeah.
Right.
You know, at the same time, you build that market up, and then who knows? Because Lady Death is doing at least... Well, there's at least 2 Lady Death every year. Maybe it's 3. They've got, like, some side characters, and they each, like, maybe 1 or 2 of them will get their own little offshoot comic. So they're doing, like, I'd say 4 to 6 Kickstarters a year. I'd have to, you know, really look at it.
That's crazy. You said Lady Death?
Lady Death, yeah.
And she's still around?
Yeah, well, dude, like, the Kickstarter, like, every time it's $500,000 plus.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I remember her from my tween years.
I will be right back. I'll show you something. Hold on.
Hell yeah.
Just wait right there.
We're waiting.
Hell fucking yeah.
What up?
Take me back. It's taking me back to my fucking flea market days. It's just some wild shit at the flea market.
I'm gonna grab something real quick.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'll wait till he comes back.
This is the most recent one that I backed, called Lady Death cybernetic desecration.
Oh, shit.
Number one. All right, so the stick is each one is a number one. They don't have, like, number one, number two, number three, number four. It's this one, number one. This another story, number one. And it tells, like, an overarching story. But each issue is the first edition, you know? And so
okay.
It's that comic book collectors need issue number one of this series.
Right.
They'll do, like, a continuation of this. They might actually have a number two. And the number two doesn't get, like, a Kickstarter or anything fancy. It just goes up on their website.
Okay.
And then, so, I backed this $25. I got literally a bag full of, like, stuff. I can go look for that in a second. But it also came with two more comics. This one.
Oh, shit.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's all, I think, is it Dan Mendoza? It's all his art style through the whole thing.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah, those are titties.
That, that's the guy, he does some zombie chick comic, right?
He does. And they actually have a zombie chick Lady Death crossover coming out, I think, next year, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe it's later this year. So, like, it's an entire book just of his pinups.
That's crazy, man. I can't believe Lady Death is still around. And it's all Kickstarter exclusive now?
It's pretty much the Kickstarter, and then they have their own stuff, but they do actually market to retailers. They just have, like, not a whole lot of people pick them up directly. from the stores. They just get them directly from Chaos or Coffin Comics. Okay, and then there was this one. It was like the premier art. And I don't remember what. Oh, this is. Okay, so this one's actually really cool. All the different variant covers. All right, so you've got, like, the first cover, right?
Yeah.
That's the artwork. And then all the different variant covers from different artists. These were all available on the Kickstarter.
Okay.
And some of them have, like, a naughty version where the tits are out, stuff like that. But I mean,
that's
like,
my guy.
I think this one brought in, like, something close to 700,000.
Damn.
What's up?
Hey.
Yes, he's
doing shit, just in time. God damn. Oh, fuck it, I'm stoked I've been to.
You remember fucking Lady Death and Chaos Comics?
No.
Man, Chaos Comics did the ICP and the WWE comics. And Lady Death was their mascot.
Word?
And she was created by Brian Pulido, and he retained the rights to the character. And so Chaos no longer does them. It's actually all Coffin Comics now.
That's pretty sick.
And he's got his own thing set up, coffincomics.com. He's actually really cool. I hit him up. I was like, hey, I love what you're doing on Kickstarter. Would be interested in running this idea I have called Stone Ninja. Here's the premise. Here's the idea. I think, you know, it's something where it could reach the same size crowd that your guys are, you know, currently doing. And he was like, he responded like later that day. Love the comic. It's such a great idea. Right now, we're only working with our characters that we've created in-house and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we wish you the best. And thanks for backing our comic, you know, thing. And hope you keep enjoying that. And we'll keep an eye out for you at cons and stuff. It's like fucking cool, man.
That's pretty sweet.
The dude himself hit me back. Like, he actually friended me on Facebook.
That's selfish shit.
I mean, that's kind of, he can connect like that with fans and stuff like that. So that's kind of the shit that we're trying to work.
You jerking off, Donnie?
No. Scratching my.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Shit. Oh, you seem like you was getting real into it for a second. Yeah,
scratching the shit, man.
Shit.
What's going on with your background there?
I don't know, man.
Oh,
where you at? Where
it's
at?
July now.
Yeah. This is supposed to bring this up
just for you, Jesse. I got a question for you guys because y'all love Mortal Kombat and wrestling far more than I do. And while I do appreciate both of them, I got a question for you right now. Who wins Sub-Zero versus Blue Kane?
Ooh.
Ooh. Whose no power is stronger?
That's a good point.
It's obviously Blue Kane.
I mean, I'm gonna have to go with Blue Kane myself. That choke slam from the Netherlands. That thing is that thing's sick.
I'm not gonna lie. I really dig this Blue Kane guy. Hell has frozen over, guys.
Like, what are they gonna call this choke slam? It can't be the choke slam from Hell. He's got ice powers.
choke slam from the North Pole.
Choke slam from Quebec.
Zero and below.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I don't know. That's wild. But Smoke looks fucking sick. I will say that. I'm fucking so excited.
This trailer
got me really hyped on the game in general. I'd seen a couple leading up to this, and I was like, oh, okay. But man, they focus one all on them ninjas, and I'm like...
Hell yeah. And they know where their bread's buttered. They know what people want. We want the fucking ninjas.
I'm thinking, if I don't play Smoke, I'm probably playing Sub-Zero, because he looks fucking insane. Man. Like, I've been watching people's, like, videos from the stress test. Sub-Zero looks fucking insane, dude.
Yeah. He does look really good.
Man. And like, every time the games come out, it's like, in 9, I played Scorpion. But in 10, I couldn't figure Scorpion out, so I played Sub-Zero.
Right. Oh, man, the Sub-Zero was harder than 10, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope.
I'm fucking excited about it. That's gonna be some fun shit.
In 9, I was Scorpion. In 10, I was Scorpion until Alien came out, and then I switched to Alien. In 11, I was Scorpion, then I switched to Sub-Zero, and then I switched to Liu Kang.
Your Liu Kang is pretty nice.
Yeah, man, Liu Kang was like perfect in that fucking game. I don't know what it was about Liu Kang, but I fell in fucking love with him.
Yeah, he was good. It was his long black hair, wasn't it?
It probably was. Fucking MK11's gonna be hard to top.
They're gonna do it. That throws the hat, was that Kung Lao?
Yeah.
He was my dude. I played some of the earlier Mortal Kombats. I think the last one I really, really played, it had like some path up a mountain or some shit was like the side game that was going on. Like
that was like Deadly Alliance.
Conquest?
Was it Deadly Alliance?
Deadly Alliance, maybe?
The first Conquest was just like you going up this mountain, and each time you would stop, it was like a challenge. And then you would finish the challenge, and you'd go a little further up the mountain.
Which one had Shujinko?
That was Deception.
Okay.
That was Deception. That one was my favorite.
That was pretty fucking neat. Man, Shaolin Monks was such a good game.
Oh man, I wish they would do another one.
And they keep teasing it, and look at fucking Boone did tease fucking Rain too. That jerk.
He knows what he's doing. Let's just say it's either Mortal Kombat 12 or Injustice 3. You motherfucker, you.
Man, do you think we get an Injustice 3?
I'm glad it wasn't another Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Oh, me too. Me too. Especially because DC didn't want its characters getting killed. And I thought that was weird. I can understand not killing, I guess, Superman.
They fucking kill people all the time, though.
Yeah, it's a good point.
But and then bring them back. Oh, it's so different. Yeah, they,
like, a whole zombie-verse and everything where everybody's been killed off, basically.
Yeah, and wasn't that like the Blackest Night or whatever?
Yeah, the Dark Knight's metal. The whole series is like, metal, everybody's fucking dead. We kill them like this, and we kill them like that.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah. And there's so many different Batmans with other people's powers. I'm Aqua Batman. I'm the Flash Batman. And they brought that into the Flash television series.
Yeah, that's right. They brought in the Red Death.
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, that's cool. I mean, it's neat, but...
Badass in the comic. I got that comic. I loved it, man. That shit was sick. They did a great job.
Man, that whole storyline is so fucking dope.
Ooh, I went to the comic shop yesterday.
Alright, tell us about it.
I thought Static Shock came out, but I was wrong. I got my days mixed up. But I did pick up Don't Mind My Nasty Ass Laundry Room. Motherfucking bow.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the new Ninja Turtles.
The Last Ronin Lost Years, number 4. There's like one more of them, huh?
Yep.
So wait. So your background's been revealed now.
Yeah.
You like main locations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I came into the laundry room because, like, I can shut the door. Nobody else can fuck with me, you know?
Right, it's cool.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll rock with this.
Hey, shit, he's on paint.
Yeah, man.
And he's trying to beat the heat, so he made it snow.
It's real shit. It's hotter than a motherfucker out here, dog. Hotter than a freshly fucked fox in a forest fire, my guy.
Ooh.
That's hot.
You fucked the fox?
I mean... I'm not going to say that because it would incriminate me.
That makes sense.
Just know that fox got fucked in a forest fire.
Donnie fucked the fox.
Yeah.
Donnie, I'm going to have to ask. Donnie, please, please don't fuck the animals.
What?
Who fucked the fox?
What? You know? Hell yeah.
You know... I'm in that Facebook group for fucking weird horror movies, and I saw this one. Someone mentioned this one called Island of Death, and they're like, "Oh, that movie was so fucking graphic and bizarre and blah blah blah." I can't believe the goat scene. So I had to at least Wikipedia this movie, and this movie pretty much opens with a man fucking a goat.
Fucking a goat.
Yeah, he gets horny and humps the goat and then kills the goat.
Cool. What the hell?
Yeah. Man, there's this one scene where they hang this dude, but they hang him from the fucking a helicopter, pretty much. So they're flying around and he's hanging by his neck. I thought that was pretty neat. Yeah, I could probably live without the goat humping. You know, it's a Greek horror movie.
Does the goat get revenge and then hump him back like later?
You know, I don't think so, but I did see a still from this movie called The Church, and it definitely has this goat-like entity humping someone. I'm pretty sure it's Satan. You know, one of the many Satan-like creatures. Yeah, he's very goat-like. Like a scary goat. Like, if I opened the door and that goat was standing out there, I'd shut the door. In a panic. No one's home.
Yeah, I saw that. It was pretty.
Yo, so I got a goofy ass horror movie you need to watch. It's super B rated. It came out last year. This dude that plays in a band that comes to my work all the time. He was like the killer in the movie. But it's called The Third Saturday in October, Part 5, right?
The third Saturday in October, Part 5.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty damn silly.
Alright.
Dude played the killer in the movie. His name's Antonio. He's fucking crazy, dude. But, yeah, I heard it was pretty good. It's not like a scary movie, but it is supposed to be a scary movie. It's just kind of funny. You know, it's one of the B-rated ones.
Okay. Okay, your buddy's the killer.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
We're smoking on this, don't we?
He made this movie, or he's a killer. Just a killer?
Yeah, he's just a killer. They're filming another one of it right now, I guess part 6. But,
alright, point him out to me.
Fucking...
That's him?
No.
That's not him.
Nah,
That's him. Oh, the crippled guy.
The guy in the mask that was back there. This dude, I guess. Yeah, that's him.
Oh, what?
Nah, yeah. I think it's like a goof off of, like, you know, Halloween. Oh. I don't know, man. This looks crazy, especially with no sound.
Shit, I didn't know there was no fucking sound. All right, well, I'm going to stop that now.
Where?
Shut up. I can hear it.
I heard it was
It started off serious as fuck. Oh, shit.
San Fernando Sunset, dude. I opened this up. I bought this like a month ago.
Yeah.
420 specials, actually, so that was a couple months ago. Open the shit up, and it's an 8th, right? And it's one giant gnarly.
Oh, holy shit!
That's badass.
Yeah, I've already picked, like, about half of it off, but it was just, like, this piece. So that was it. Like, no little... Okay.
Damn.
And it's an indica, so it's nanite.
Hitting that and you're out.
Couch lock.
Yeah.
Man.
Is that shit that's gonna melt you into the couch like that poor girl from the Truth commercials?
I hope so.
I hope so too. And if it is, I'm gonna come hang out with you. You're only like 3.5 hours away.
I don't know if you should be couch locked like that and drive.
Well, who said I was gonna drive?
Good point.
I'm not gonna sleep at his house because I didn't ask. I was just sleeping in his driveway in my car.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm respectful.
Hey, before you showed up, Donnie is like right in the middle of all of us.
Oh yeah, he's in Kentucky.
Right. So.
Well, you come before him. Me and Rick are the most extreme points.
I know.
He's in Michigan. And I'm in Alabama.
Yeah.
And then it's you, and then Dooney.
You southern boys, you.
Kentucky, dude. We got pulled over in Kentucky a little bit before our exit to get off and be in Illinois to go to the gathering. And because there was stickers on the car indicating that there was some fucking juggalos in the goddamn car, they pulled us over.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah, they took all our weed, all our paraphernalia. We pinned it on the minor.
We
got to leave and go because we just gave it to them.
So take that shit.
Yeah.
You should have hit it better.
Well, see, the thing is they pulled his mom out of the car and they were like, yo, we know, you know, what y'all are, where y'all are going. We know what y'all are into. Just give us the stuff and y'all can go. And she was like, okay. And then they walked to the car and they were like,
you don't need to tell us if there's anything in the car. And
fucking homie's mom was like, hey, I've already told them it's in there. Just give it to them and they'll let us go. And they were, they kind of just looked at her because, you know, they were trying to grill us a little bit. And so we gave them everything we had and they let us go and they sent homie a packet in the mail to do for his court date type thing because he wasn't from the state. And yeah, that was it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did he have to go to court? He didn't have to go to court there?
Nah, yeah. So I don't even know that, you know, they probably did some bullshit. They're just like, yeah, we're gonna take their weed, we're gonna let them go, and we're gonna go smoke that shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
them dumb motherfuckers laced it with Vyvanse, son. I wasn't about to smoke no more of it because they did that shit. But yeah.
What is that? Eye medicine? What is Vyvanse?
Vyvanse is like Adderall, but like stronger. So he like broke these little capsules apart and the dust that was inside the capsules, he sprinkled it in his sack. And I was like, dude, why the fuck did you do that? Now I ain't got nothing to smoke. But we didn't have that anymore, so it was fine. And then when we got to the gathering, we had the sweet story of, yeah, the fucking cops took our shit right before we got on the exit to get on the ferry. And they were like, oh shit, well, hit this.
Hell yeah.
He kept us fucked up the whole time, dog.
There you go.
And, like, somebody down the campsite from us was, like, having trouble with their tent. So we went and helped them. And they were like, hell, let us smoke you out. Fucking. It was great. That was a good fucking time.
That is the beautiful thing about Insane Clown Posse and Twisted Concerts is
the people,
a lot of free smoke. Man.
There's a lot of them are cool. Some of them are just fucking, I don't know.
Some are weird.
Fucking juggalos, man.
Yeah.
CP joint is fucking whack. I said it. I tried to listen to a couple of them again, just to make sure I wasn't just being an asshole. That's just whack.
What are you talking about?
Weeping Woe, or whatever.
The third seed of the Yum Yum Flower.
Trash.
Yeah. You know, the first one wasn't that good either. And the second one only had 80s rock ballad. Oh, no, it was Vinyl J's album that had that good-ass Vinyl J song. So yeah, it's all been trash.
Woe the Weeping Weirdo. That's what it's called. I will say, though, the artwork, the album art, dope. That's the best thing to come out of it.
I don't like Ouija Mac or what's the other guy's name? Not Ouija Violent Mac. Jack.
Pug Ugly?
No, Violent. What?
Shaggy Too?
No. No, it starts with an E.
Eshow.
I don't know. Is that his name?
Well, yeah. How am I supposed
not
to?
Not giving us enough,
No, they've been on tour.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, Esham.
Yeah.
You don't like Esham? I love that motherfucker. That woo 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 song, that's my shit.
he practices at this punk rock house in Detroit that Dave used to hang out at all the time. I remember Dave calling me up, and the only time he's ever fucking video chatted me, he's like, look, Isham's here hanging out. He's about to perform a free concert.
Hell yeah.
I was like, that's so fucking, that's nuts. Man, I just found out there's this place called the Retro Cafe or something in fucking Detroit. That's like this big industrial-sized fucking arcade, man. And Cyber Cafe. And they got like DDR machines and fucking Street Fighter 4 machines.
When I come up there, can we please get fucked up and go play DDR?
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta check this fucking place out. This is dope as shit. I didn't know this existed.
That sounds amazing, dude.
I know.
Like,
it looks fun as fuck.
And I'll fucking tear you up in Street Fighter 4 too while we're at it. Shit.
That probably won't happen.
Oh, that's good fucking happen, son.
You'll probably beat me in fucking DDR, though.
Street Fighter 4, I will fuck you up in some Street Fighter 4.
I mean, you said the same thing about Mortal Kombat.
I did say the same thing about Mortal Kombat, but I also told you I was probably just bullshitting when it came to Mortal Kombat.
I'm pretty sure I didn't lose at all in Mortal Kombat.
You did. You lost one. One out of the 10. I will say, yeah, you fucked me up, alright?
Close enough.
Son, you ain't got it. You ain't got it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You ain't got it in Street Fighter.
You got Street Fighter 6?
I don't.
I need to do
it.
I picked out the demo, though. It does look pretty sick.
Dude, it's so fun. It's so snappy and fast compared to the old games.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't like it, though, because my kid kicks my ass. He just sits here and smashes the buttons. He doesn't know the fuck he's doing.
Hell yeah.
Man. Damn.
It's like, kid. I know the fucking moves. I can fucking pull out a fucking...
It's hard to beat what you can't anticipate.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't read anything if they're just mashing buttons.
Yeah.
It's 10 times harder.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense.
So I'm still getting used to like the different styles and different characters. Well, I mean, you can only play the two characters, right?
Yeah, Ryu and the new guy.
Who I guess was in 5?
Was he? I don't think he was.
I'm pretty sure he was the last DLC character. I could be wrong, but I remember seeing something like that. I don't know. I didn't get the last season pass. I want to say I stopped at Seth.
Yeah, Luke.
Yeah.
He was the final new character. He was revealed with Akira and Oro.
Akira's the chick from Rival Schools.
Yeah, that game was sick.
Yeah, the sequel, Project Justice, was pretty good, too.
I didn't know there was a sequel, dude.
Yeah, it's called Project Justice on the Dreamcast. That was a pretty good fucking game.
I really wish I would have had a Dreamcast, dude. Them things were so fucking cool.
Yeah, the Dreamcast was... I loved the fucking Dreamcast, man.
I never played a Dreamcast. That's good.
I haven't either, but I've seen enough videos to know they were fucking neat.
Man, Donnie, have you played a Dreamcast?
No.
What the fuck?
The Sega, right?
Was that yeah.
The one with the CD?
Yeah, oh, second one.
I've seen one, but I never played it.
Genesis did have a CD, but it was an add-on. The Saturn was a 32-bit CD-based system.
Yeah, I had a Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and I just skipped video games altogether until I got a PlayStation 1.
Hell yeah.
And then a 2. Dude, my mom, like, Christmas was like, you know, it was that week between Christmas and New Year's. She went to Walmart for whatever fucking reason, and the year PlayStation 2 came out, somebody returned one to the Walmart like 2 days after Christmas.
Oh, shit.
When they were selling for, like, $1,000 online.
Yeah. Man, you got one.
And somebody returned one, and they said, okay, we've had one PlayStation 2 returned. If any of our customers want a PlayStation 2, got one right now. And she, like, the lady, she could see the lady that was making the announcement across the aisle from her. So she went over and she said, I think my son wants a PlayStation 2. I was like, yeah, I do. Daddy for the win!
Man. That's kind of dope. That's
Project true. Justice was on PS1, but only in Japan.
Mm. Yeah, I was on.
And it's $60.
Man. For a
complete inbox.
Yeah, my first game for the PlayStation 2 was Oni.
Oh, that was a good one.
It was a really good one. And then,
that was the silver case with the chick with the purple hair on it.
Yep.
Hell yeah, that was a cool game.
That was a really cool game, and then it got really fucking hard at the end. And still fun. I mean, like, somehow it's like one of those games where, like, I was so compelled to play it because I had had so much fun. Even as hard as it was, I still had fun playing it. It's kind of like Ninja Gaiden. The very first Ninja Gaiden for NES, level 6, was grueling. And even just getting there was like months of fucking sitting there and playing that fucking game every once in a while. Oh, man.
In Ninja Gaiden on Xbox.
Yeah.
That bitch in the church.
Oh, God.
The pink demon, that's the one I couldn't get past. I could not get past that.
I couldn't beat the first fucking boss.
Dude, with the nunchucks.
Yeah.
You want to know?
It's fucking hard.
The first Ninja Gaiden, every single boss falls victim to the jump forward slash thing that you do. It's like a spin slash. It's called like the spinning swallow or something stupid like that. I don't remember. Fucking flying sparrow. Anyway, you do kind of a flip forward and then like a spin slash. And you jump in, do that, and then jump away from them. And it pretty much works on all of them.
Man.
Like, that's literally every single boss.
My favorite move in them games is the Izuna drop.
Yeah.
That's just dope.
Good one.
When I found out he was in Dead or Alive, son, it was over.
Yeah. It
was over.
Hey, you said that Japanese game was $60?
Yeah.
Why is it where the Japanese ones were so much less than the Dreamcast?
Because there was a lot of them.
That makes sense. The Dreamcast one is $500.
That's because Dreamcast is played by collectors.
Holy fucking shit.
Nobody that's going to play that game is going to buy it. That's for sure.
That's the worst. You know, that's the worst part of game collecting. Especially all the really shitty games that are worth a stupid amount of money.
Yeah.
Like, why would I ever want to own this fucking game? Why do I care that NBA 06 is the rarest GameCube game?
Is it? Shit.
It's one of, if there's a NBA game that's super rare in GameCube. It might be college basketball, actually.
Probably is.
Yeah. And the 64, it's some soccer games, the rarest game.
Not even Clay Fighter?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. The rarest fucking game
you sports could buy. Game, okay.
Clay Fighter you had to get from fucking...
I played Clay Blockbuster. Fighter.
Clay Fighter was amazing.
I fucking rented it from Blockbuster, man.
Man, my buddy owned a copy of that he got from Blockbuster. And that was the only time I'd ever fucking played that shit. But that game was cool. And they almost brought Clay Fighter back.
I wish they would.
Kickstarter for Clay Fighter, and it must not have went well.
I wish they would.
Yeah, man. That that era, though, they were like, hey, we can turn anything into a fighter game. Check this out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, fucking Ninja Turtles, the fighting game.
X-Men Mutant Academy.
Yeah, it's not Street Fighter. It's Happy Brawler. It's Bad Dudes. It's like all these like fight games.
Okay, Digimon had a fighting game.
Oh, man, everything.
Sonic had a fighting game.
Mega Man.
And Mega Man had two of them. They're yeah, actually dude, pretty fucking good. Those are good.
Fucking great fighting games.
Yeah. I played that at Disney World for the first time.
I played it on the Xbox version of the 25th anniversary.
Man, that game is old and expensive now. That's pretty fucking crazy. That game is as old and as expensive as Mega Man was when it came out. When that game came out.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
Fucking insane.
That shit is nuts. Fucking, even shit like Mega Man fucking EXE. That's old school Mega Man.
Though. Yeah, it is.
Like, now...
It's fucked up. That's fucked up is what that is.
Yeah.
That's as fucked up as driving down the road and the classic rock station's on and you hear some fucking Green Day or The Offspring.
Yeah.
You know how that makes me feel? God damn, son. I finally wrote down how old I was the other day and that fucking... It finally set in that I'm getting there.
Man.
Like, I know I'm only 30, but I'm fucking getting there.
Damn.
It's I'm downhill from here, son.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Hernia surgeries and breaking your beard.
I want to be that old man at the park hustling motherfuckers playing chess. Like,
And you know, also, it's also weird to me that thinking. I remember when fucking Magic changed their frames. And I think of that as the new school frame. And that frame's been around longer than the old frame ever has been.
Didn't they change the frame again recently?
Yeah, they changed it just a little bit in 2015, I think. Mm-hmm. Not as dramatically as they did the first time.
Yeah, wasn't it like whiteboarded at first?
No, whiteboarding was just on reprints.
Oh, word.
But it was the shit just looked more modern.
Yeah.
Like, the old shit looked more flat. It's it. Fucking, it's too hard for me to fuck.
No, yeah,
I'm tapped out.
I get it.
Fucking.
Different.
Yeah, drastically fucking.
Yeah, drastically different.
Yeah. Fuck you.
No, I'm with you, dog. I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not just being a douchebag.
I'm surprised we don't have a Lady Death fighting game.
Man.
Lady Death versus also Lady Death.
Do they make Evil Ernie comics still? Evil Ernie was pretty
Evil Ernie, although it was created by Brian Polito, he was the writer that came up with the character. Retained the rights to the character. They had the copyright to it.
Damn.
They kind of fucked him over a little bit, and he left them and kept Lady Death, and they kept Evil Ernie.
Man, that's a good
trade.
Yeah. So he's not associated with Evil Ernie anymore.
I guess that makes sense. He did have Chaos Comics logo as his little pin.
Who's Evil Ernie?
It was Lady Death's boyfriend.
Evil Ernie.
You know.
Oh shit. Okay.
They're kind of like enemies.
He looks kind of like
enemies with benefits.
Maybe. Homie from what's that fucking old metal band?
Iron Maiden?
Yeah, them.
Yeah, he looked. I don't know. He's thinking Eddie.
Yeah,
I think that's that guy's name.
Yeah, it is. Eddie.
Yeah, he does look like a fucking a heavy metal
punk. It's a cool cover. Equal Ernie.
Yeah, those fucking... Those comics were pretty fucking wild. Fucking...
Yo, what comics should I be looking out for there, my man? What's good? I like weirder superheroes.
Everybody's going crazy over this new, like, Spider-Boy thing, and I think it's just, like, a trend. I don't know. The book, like, skyrocketed the day it came out, and then here we are. He's getting his own book now and everything like that.
I don't know how you feel about that, looking at his face.
Cover price, if you can find the first print for cover price anywhere, by all means, pick it up. Outside of that, I wouldn't worry about it. But, like, I don't know, man. Like,
what are you excited for?
Let's see. Right now, Battle Chasers just started back up. I picked up issue number 10. It's someone that picked up from the early 2000s from Joe Madura. Anyway, awesome art. He is doing the cover art and not doing the interior art, but he's writing the story. So I mean, like, okay, I'll you know, buy your 3 issues, but you know, that's kind of crappy. After whatever, almost 20 years now, you kind of owe us those interiors, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Give us the fucking artwork that we want. But, you know, that's all right. Like I said, I'll buy the 3 issues and see what the end to the story might be.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, a couple artists that I really like now that were inspired by the stuff he was doing back then to be artists that they are now. Are now getting the chance to do covers for that. So that's one of the things I've been looking out for. It's like, who is it? Of course, I blank on names. Well, there's Scotty Young. I love his variant covers. He does like the Marvel baby covers and stuff like that.
Okay. Kind
of looks, a little bit like a Calvin and Hobbes version of.
I have a Miles Morales that has that I think is done by that guy.
Very possibly. Then he's got his own series like I Hate Fairyland.
Yo, I almost got that. My kid picked it up and she wanted to get it because she liked the cover. And then I started looking at it and I'm like, man, she's only 7. Not at all, but I want to get it.
It is definitely for you.
That's look good.
And not for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, the artwork is cool.
Very oh! Cool.
He did all of it.
Yeah, man. I flipped through a couple of pages and I was like, you can't get this one, babe. I'm sorry. She's like, fine.
That's one of the ones that I'm excited about because that series he's continued. I think it's like a second series. It's like volume 2 now. And I think it's on issue number 3 or 4. I'm not sure. I usually collect a couple and then read like 2 or 3 all at once. 4 or 5 sometimes. Knock out entire storylines and just...
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you know? I go on read binges, just like when you're watching a TV show.
That's what I'm going to do when the last one of the last Ronin Lost Years comes out. I'm going to read all of them.
Yep. Mate. I read the first one. And then I bought 2, 3, and 4. And now I'm just waiting on 5.
You ain't kidding about these booby covers. Holy cow.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. It's like even the big fellas got weird booby covers.
Hey, man. Tits are tits.
I saw Street Fighter has a fucking swimsuit issue coming.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, so what the fuck is this? This... The Street Fighter comic is pretty good. I don't read a whole lot of comics outside of weird band comics like ICP.
Oh shit!
Or Stone Ninja, I read Fable or Saga.
Apparently, that Street Fighter Ninja Turtle shit started last month.
Oh hell yeah! I'm gonna read that. That's weird. Fucking, we got so many crossovers with the Ninja Turtles now. That's pretty dope.
God, I fucking love it, dude. The Ninja Turtles are my favorite. And they get nothing but love these days. It's amazing.
And that new movie looks so fucking dope. I cannot wait.
I'm okay with it. I was
done,
but we'll agree. It looks cool.
Man. Fucking. You know, I've been watching a lot of Pokemon lately. Fucking the black and white season.
It's not always black and white, Rick.
My son knows the fucking lyrics to the song by heart. That's not that bad of a fucking series, though.
No, black and white was cool.
I thought it was going to be terrible. I was like, there's no way. I look at it, to me, black and white's modern Pokemon. But black and white's old Pokemon, though.
Yeah.
Even Sun and Moon's not new Pokemon. We're two generations past that.
That's crazy, man.
Holy fuck. You're old now, Donnie. It's all your fault.
How old are you, Donnie?
My sister I'm halfway to 50, and that made me feel old. 50?
You're only 25?
Yeah.
God damn.
Oh. Listen,
I'm pushing it, you know?
In a couple weeks, I'll be 37.
I know that makes you guys feel old, but that makes me feel old saying it because like yesterday I was like fucking
little
tiny kid, you know?
Yeah.
I feel that. It does feel like yesterday that I was a little tiny kid. I mean, it took me 30 some years to grow a fucking beard. I'm just now starting to get this line.
13 to grow a beard.
Same.
Oh man.
No, not me. I still can't grow a full fucking beard. It's still patchy and choppy.
I remember when my mustache didn't meet up with my goatee.
Yeah, mine just started doing
there.
You did the smart thing growing that beard, dog. You kind of look goofy with no facial hair.
Me?
Yeah, you, Stone. Yeah. Like, I seen that picture of you and your boy.
Yeah.
At that wedding or whatever.
Yep.
Man, you looked crazy. I was like, that's not even the same dude. Like.
Same dude.
That's not even the same dude.
Same guy. It's amazing what a beard. Donnie.
And that was also like 10 years ago. So.
Donnie, I have never seen crazy. A beardless Donnie. How much do we have to...
Yeah, you have. I shaved my beard when I was in Michigan the first time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Man, I don't fucking remember.
How much is it going to take you to get you to do it?
And it grew back like that already?
You won't do it for nothing?
Damn, look at...
I also shaved it in 2020.
Damn.
But we weren't talking. No, I won't do it.
Man, you got any pictures of you without the beard?
What about for $3?
How about $3.50?
Yeah. Oh, he's talking now. He's really up the ante. What? No? This is an outrage.
Even the Loch Ness Monster would take that deal, Donnie.
I'll throw in 70 cents. Round it out.
$4 and some change.
Mm. You know what? Fuck you, Danny.
How about 10,000 pennies?
Man, 10,000 fucking pennies? Think of how many pennies that is.
You could play like you're a fucking dragon or like Scrooge McDuck or something.
You know what? You could You could put it all in a jar.
That'd be an empty jar. Could you imagine throwing that jar at someone?
Listen, do you understand if it's the penny from the right year, you got a lot of copper on your hands. And everyone says, oh, well, we got to wait till it becomes legal to melt down these pennies. How the fuck are you going to know if I'm melting down pennies? And now that I just said that out loud, I'm probably on a watch list now.
Yeah, because you're not melting down pennies.
I'm not melting down pennies.
It's purely for educational purposes.
Man, you see all those people with buckets of pennies, though.
How about homie who's nearing his butthole on YouTube for educational purposes?
I didn't watch it.
You need to.
And you can see this because of educational purposes?
Like, dead ass, dude. I pulled it up 4 different times to show people. It's not going to fuck your algorithm up, and you can, like, delete it from your recently watched. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nobody will know that you looked at this man's hairy butt. A matter of fact, you should check it out right now while you're right here, so we can see your face when you see this man's ass. And just how quick that he does it. I'm gonna send you the link. You need to go check it out. We need that reaction for the show, son.
All right, I'm watching on my phone now, not on my computer. All
right.
All right. Yeah, I just don't want to see inside a man's asshole. You know? I've seen that before.
I just showed it to Stacy. She was like, what the fuck? Everybody all had the same thing, though. How is that allowed?
It's, I'm scrolling. Okay, good. We finally got it to me.
Yeah.
I was scrolling up. Oh, God. It's age restricted. Alright. Watch on YouTube.
For reference, this is how hairy my butt is right now. Alright, so step one is to squeeze this cream
onto your hand. Not even 4 seconds in, and homie's just goat.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was expecting a lot worse.
Yeah.
When you said goatsy, I was expecting fucking
true.
Open fucking butthole. granted, I still didn't need to see the fruit basket.
Dog watched this while I was eating breakfast at work, and I just giggled.
It's not every day you hear the YouTuber go, well, look, this is how hairy my asshole is.
For reference, this is how hairy my butt is.
Yeah.
It's not even 4 seconds. They're worried about people cussing within the first 1 minute of a video. And these motherfuckers. Oh my god. This dude's straight just showing his ass and nuts. Like,
And then he
proceeds to put a thick layer of the cream, you know? Oh, fuck, man.
How did you find this YouTube video?
I was watching a Moist Critical video, and he was like, it was like, this video is shocking the internet. And I was like, okay, well, let's see what he's talking about. And then I heard him talking about it, I was like, man, I gotta go see this video. Like, I gotta go see this, you know? Because he's like, in the first 4 seconds, he's just straight showing his butthole. No fucking way.
And you're like, wow. Oh, fuck.
And I went to look, and I was seeing it. I just fucking giggled for a solid 3 minutes, dude. Oh, man, it was good.
And that's just there on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube. I saw a birth on YouTube once. That was...
me too, and that was fucked up. Because of that, I wasn't even going to watch my kids be born, son. I wasn't doing it.
Listen, I was in the room. I just wasn't on that end of the sheet. Because, you know what? It's fine. I've seen a baby being born, you know, before in my life, and I didn't need to see it again. I was going to be up top for, you know, support.
Right.
Hand holding, in case you need to squeeze a hand.
Yeah.
Hand me that slimy baby afterwards. I'll hold it.
Yeah.
You know? Man, I got 3 of them things now. Those things called children.
Man, I hope I don't get caught up with a 3rd. Yeah. I'm about to get clipped.
There's no kids here tonight, as you can tell. There's no noise here in my house.
That's pretty wild, man. How do you feel?
It's weird. It happened at a time when no one else is here but me and the kids.
Yeah.
So now it's just me in the house, and it's a little weird.
How long has it been since you have been alone?
Donnie left on the 1st, the 2nd. Oh, since I've been alone without the kids?
Just alone in general, just you.
It's been a while. It's at least a year.
Hell yeah.
You know. The last time it was just me was a wild fucking circumstance.
That's
a story for another fucking time.
Yeah.
But you know.
Fucking Jared Leto.
Oh, that fucking Jared Leto. I can't stand that man.
It's more than time.
I've still never seen that fucking movie, but
I'm pissed that line wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, I'm pissed that they re-released the movie and didn't put that in the movie.
They thought they actually liked it.
Hey, people,
we got them suckers that flopped twice.
People like watching this free on Twitch. Should we release it again in theaters and have them pay again? Well, they didn't pay the first time. Yeah, but they're watching it free on Twitch.
Yeah, but they're loving it now. They're fucking loving it. They can't get enough.
Man, do you think it has anything to do with it being free on Twitch? No.
Man. Not at all.
You know what? App's not that bad. Tubi. Like, there's a lot of decent television on Tubi.
I think I told you that one was good, huh?
Yeah, you might.
I was looking at something different.
Okay.
Which one was it? Because I watched a couple movies on it. Because I was like, some way.
Was it Freebie?
Let me see if it was Tubi. I don't know. Because, yep, it says, Hi, Jesse. It was definitely Tubi.
Oh, yeah, Tubi.
And I watched Sasquatch Gang.
Hold on, what?
The Sasquatch Gang.
Explain. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Can you read the description of that movie?
Yeah, it's right here. Let me pause that. Are the mammoth-sized footprints Gavin just discovered in the woods the mark of the Sasquatch, or just another one of his friends' ludicrous pranks? Starring Justin Long and Jeremy Sumpter. Yeah, it's a fucking C movie, maybe. But I watched it a long time ago when I was like renting movies from this movie store that was like right next to my house. And I seen it one day. I was like, fuck, why not? I'll just come back later if I don't like it.
I don't know how I feel about Justin Long on the cover of this movie.
It's fucking hilarious, dude.
And he has a mullet?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so fucking sick, dude.
That vest is definitely something.
Watch it.
Alright. This is not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah.
But man. I think I'm gonna watch this movie tonight.
It's fucking goofy, dog, but it's a good time.
Hey.
Yeah. This little buddy in the short shorts behind him, that guy's hilarious.
I just can't get over the way these guys look.
Gang.
I was expecting something completely different, like a gang of Sasquatches. Not Joe Dirt meets fucking Justin Long.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't get over the fucking hair.
Yeah, good old Justin Long.
That's funny.
Remember when he played that that gay porn guy?
Yeah.
It was like Justin St. Randy or some shit was his name. And
are you in fucking movies?
Yeah, something like that. With all male casts. Yeah, man.
I like him in Idiocracy.
Yeah.
He's a really good actor.
Man, yeah, it's Bart Bartholomew.
Wild. You know, I watched that like 2 years ago for the first time.
Ooh, Good Day to Die Hard.
A Good Day to Die Hard.
I didn't even know he was in that movie.
Yeah, dude.
Live Free or Die Hard, that's the one.
Yeah, he was Bruce Willis' daughter's boyfriend. Was he not?
It could have happened.
Actor, dude. I don't know. I clearly don't remember that movie.
You just killed the helicopter with a car. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I did.
Fucking. There's a. Man, yep. There's a fucking Adam Sandler movie that I can't think of the name of. But, fucking. It was one of the newer fucking movies. And. I want to say Andy Samberg's his son. And it has fucking Vanilla Ice in it. And
what
that,
the fuck?
Yeah, listen, that has one of the funniest fucking scenes I've ever seen in a movie. Let me find the Oh, that's my boy. Yeah. I guess that's also not totally new. It's from 2012.
That was a pretty good one.
But... with Vanilla Ice, he's climbing this fucking fence to get onto a ball field, and he falls. And the other guy just walks through the gate. He goes, why didn't you just open the gate? I don't know why it was funny, but it made me fucking laugh a lot. Vanilla Ice, a pretty funny guy. He's good in the Ninja Turtle movie, too.
Yeah.
Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go. Man. That's that shit.
Although, I think it's weird that he brings the Ninja Turtles on tour with him.
I got my shirt ripped at Vanilla Ice's concert by the security.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. At the same gathering that I went to when we got busted by the cops in Kentucky.
Man, Vanilla Ice was there, huh?
Yeah, dude, it was wild. He hit this 6-foot bong that I had hit the night prior. Mm. Yeah.
I think I've seen pictures of that bong.
It's a green one?
Yeah.
It had a System of a Down sticker on it.
Mm. I don't know why, but I liked the TURTLE power rap. from the first Ninja Turtles movie better than the Vanilla Ice Go Ninja Go.
I mean...
And then now that, like, fucking Wu-Tang slapping on fucking the Shredder's Revenge...
Yeah.
Might have, like, bumped it up to
that. That shit. When I heard that, like, it didn't register at first. I was just fighting Shredder. And I was like, wait. This is
yeah.
And then I turned it up, and I was like, wait! Wait!
Yeah, that is much better than them recording music for, you know, fucking pharmaceutical billionaires. Fucking, it's smoke right there. Oh, they should have introduced a new character, Vape.
Yeah.
You know who?
That's Rain. I mean, really, if you think about it.
No, I'm Vapor, no.
Misty.
Man.
Make a chick with big boobs. Misty.
Hell yeah.
You know, they did go the big boob route with 9, and then everyone got mad at it. And then they toned it down in 10, and then everyone was mad again.
Why aren't your boobs big?
Yeah.
Why I'm just right, not...
Hey, we were just kidding when we said that the boobs were too big.
Man. Holy shit, man. We've been going at this for a minute now. We're giving these people... an extra half hour. You fucking lucky ducks, you. But on that note, I gotta be up early because I gotta clean this fucking house.
There's and no that's, point.
That's not fun.
No.
But fucking. Oh.
Fucking.
Real.
Jared
real
Leto. Quick,
fucking the fucking Slinky Cast here. It's fucking town.
Yeah. I'm recording some more stuff. Finally. I've got some people that are going to come through and hang out.
It's about damn time.
So, yeah. That's happening. So, go to SlinkyCast.com.
SlinkyCast.com.
There's a fucking Discord. There's a fucking, you know... There's not a Facebook page or anything, because I don't care enough to do any of that. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
At least he's honest.
But, yeah, it'll be shared around.
And the Stone Down Ninja. Fucking for all your fucking Stone Ninja needs.
He sells beans for cheap. They're fucking awesome.
You know, if Donnie ever starts streaming again, we'll start shouting out Donnie's stream again. Yeah.
I'm about to start streaming on TikTok.
Oh, what's your TikTok then?
Yeah.
Blunt God Donnie.
Blunt God Donnie on TikTok.
You know?
Hell yeah, Don. And then fucking, you guys know the BrooklynBeatdown.com. Fucking now has everything on it. So you can get to our merch, fucking YouTube, all that shit all in one place. Fucking.
It's good stuff.
Well, yeah, that's 138. We'll fucking see you next week. We're almost to 150.
How about that?
Holy shit. This motherfucker, you don't talk to them like that.
Who, me?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought she was talking about him throwing up them gang signs and shit.
Oh, that was scaring me, so I was trying to run away.